Coming up a little bit later on this weekend, we have an event going on at Emmaus Baptist Church. And joining us from Emmaus is our friend Rob Ryden. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me slide into the chair over here this morning.
We rarely ever have anyone slide into the chair this early in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I follow you guys closely and, of course, have been following with deep concern the travails of our friend Rich Larson. So glad to hear he's still posting stories, so he's not, you know, he's still upright and fairly ambulatory.
Let's hope so. I haven't talked to him too much, and what I have, he didn't sound too great, but hopefully that'll all pass and he'll be in good shape pretty soon.
What I noticed that it's much more of a late night radio voice that he has cooking these days. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, Lake Hammond when he used to do the jazz image late at night. That kind of deal. So, anyway.
So, a different brand of news here on KYMN Radio.
That's right, jazzy news.
Well, you've got some news. You have an event coming up this weekend. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah. This Saturday morning up at Emmaus Church up on the north side of town, kind of just around the corner from Greenville School, we're having a bike fix-it event. We're having all the handiest, most mechanically inclined folks that we have in our part of the congregation come on out and fix bikes, do a little light repair, some cleanup, pump up some tires, you know, adjust brakes and shifters and all that stuff. Just for folks in the neighborhood who are trying to get ready and pumped up for biking season, which is, you know, the last 10 days of weather have reminded us that you can ride bikes in Minnesota. It can be really fun.
There is a summer.
Yes. Summer exists. It's not just a story we've been telling you, kids.
You know, I did get my bike down.
Oh, excellent.
Out of the, it's been hanging in the garage, of
cold
course,
storage,
all
yeah.
And I rode around a little bit, and I'm not sure what it needs.
Well,
it's right a little rough. I might have to swing by.
Yeah, you swing on by. It's a completely free event, and we'll have some music going, and we'll have some snacks, and I wore my sweet t-shirt.
Yes, you did.
Here this morning, we'll be throwing t-shirt. We'll have the t-shirt cannon out and try not to hurt anybody, but we'll be shooting those into the crowd.
You have a t-shirt cannon?
Well, no, that was wishful thinking, I must admit.
But no, just a strong arm.
Just a strong arm. Right. A very promising right-hander. We call him t-shirt cannon.
Well, I love the bike shirt that you have on now. I don't know if I ride a bike that has spokes quite like that. Those are interesting spokes on that, but it looks cool.
Right. Yeah, that's a little bit of a reference to where we are doing this up at Emmaus Church. So,
all right.
Yeah, but we just thought, you know, it'd be a fun way to get out in the neighborhood, maybe make some new friends who live in the neighborhood. We've been telling kids at Greenvale and folks in the immediate neighborhood up there, which is kind of the north end of Northfield. However, whoever is out biking and thinks your bike can benefit from a little bit of attention can swing on by. It's totally a ride-in or walk-your-bike-in kind of event, and we'll take a look at it, give it some attention, and give you a donut and some orange juice or whatever, and maybe a hot dog if it's a little later in the morning, and send you on your way, do our best. We're sponsored by Tom's Downtown Bicycles, and so they've very generously given us some bicycle equipment and some accessories that we'll be giving away as well that morning. So we're just looking to have some fun and do a little bit of useful work on bicycles and hang out together, make some friends.
Wonderful. Sounds like a good day. Is that what hours are this?
So, we'll start at 9 in the morning. We'll be done wrap up at 1 o'clock, right after lunch, 9 to 1. So we'll only be there for 4 hours. There's going to be a bike obstacle course as well. And for those of you scoring at home, there's also the Prairie Partners plant sale going on that same day.
Oh, really?
So there will be a little bit cool on Saturday, but there's going to be plenty of action to kind of warm me up around there.
Comfortable temperatures.
That's right.
Saturday.
That's right. Light jackets will be accepted.
Once again, Rob Ryden is with us. The event we're talking about is a bicycle fix-it. It's coming up Saturday.
Yeah, bicycle fix-it event. There we go. I'm not a master brander, so let's just call it that.
Perfect. You know, last time I heard your voice, actually, nicely. You were doing a series of specials during the Lenten service, along with your good friend Will Healy.
Will Healy, yes.
And you showed off your vocal talent, your vocal cords, your singing, and just a wonderful program. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, thanks so much for hosting it here on KYMN. We loved being able to run it on Sunday evenings, or Sunday afternoons, I guess it was. And, it's really fun. You know, Will did The Long Way Home here for years. On your airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to have him kind of back and lending his own unique stylings to to the radio. And it's been, Will and I worked together for a number of years, and so it was a really fun project to work on, to interview some of our friends. Scott Richardson was an interview. Mm-hmm. Billy Steele was an interview. Just some really, Tony Oliva, future Hall of Famer, was an interview. And so, it was a great way to mark some time through the season of Lent, which is, for those of you who might not recognize that, that's the season leading right up to Easter. So it was basically March and April.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. And it was the second year we did it, and maybe we'll have a chance to do it again in the future.
Well, you're always welcome here on KYMN Radio, and if you'd like to reprise The Long Way Home, you're always welcome.
Yes, indeed.
And I have to say that... Tony Oliva, I'm impressed with his learning of the English language.
Yeah.
It has improved over the course of the last 60 years.
He's had some time to work on it. Yeah, that's right.
I remember interviewing him, it must have been in the late 1980s once, and the kindest, most gracious man, just a wonderful human being. But I could not really understand what he was saying, every word, but he came through loud and clear. He's doing a good job.
Yeah, in those early days, I think it was a little bit of work to understand Tony, but he is such a kind and good guy. I mean, it's for those of us who are lifelong Minnesota Twins fans, it has been a long journey to get Tony into the Hall of Fame, and when he finally got voted in, what a cause for celebration and much rejoicing. And the same with the lefty going in with him, Jim Cott.
Jim Cott should be in at least for broadcasting, if not for his skills on the mound. I mean, he won 20 gold gloves or so on the mound, close to 300 games.
Yes, indeed.
Kitty Cat was was quite a pitcher for a long, he had like the longest career on it, just about anyone this side of Nolan Ryan.
You know, those left-handers, they can patch together lengthy careers, even if they lose a couple of miles off their fastball. And if you're smart enough, and Kitty Cat was really smart.
I always joked I never had a son, but if I did, I would tie his right arm behind his back. Learn how to throw left-handed. There will always be a job for you. Someone will hire you.
Caleb Thielbar, our southern Minnesota brother, he's a good example of that.
Yeah,
he's chucking for the Twins.
Yeah, he is at, 35, 36 years old?
I think 35, and he was the unlikeliest story where he was out of the game for several years, or mostly out of the game. And all of a sudden, he's back at its highest level. Isn't that a weird, weird story?
Great story. Great story. Wish him the best. And he's having quite a bit of success this year. Got off to a rocky start. If you're a reliever, you have one bad inning. It takes you the rest of the year to get your ERA back to
those numbers back down. Yeah, he's doing it, though. He's rounded into form. He's a pretty solid person out of that bullpen now.
All right. Hey, moving on to some other things. We do have them here. You get to be my sidekick here for a while. A housing shortage in Northfield. I mean,
indeed,
you're probably well aware of that.
Yeah.
Housing, the prices are skyrocketing, but you know, it's not just Northfield, it's all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And in New York, of course, they have housing issues. And a story that just came across the wire overnight is in New York City, they have now more Airbnbs available than houses for rent, or apartments for rent.
Oh, that just makes you rub your head, doesn't it? I mean, come on.
Inventory in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Northwest Queens have all been, availability has been hovering below 10,000 units, well below. As of April, the number was 7,699. Now, Airbnb rentals available in New York City right now, 10,572.
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be enough people to serve the influx of people that are coming in? According to AirDNA, a third-party site that tracks short-term rentals, inside Airbnb is another site that scrapes Airbnb for data listings, and they have that number even higher at 20,000.
Wow. Wow. That is
Man.
That's a big number.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm not familiar with Airbnb. Can you rent those for a long term?
Yeah, for I suppose so. I guess I've heard some stories of those being rented out for like a month's time if somebody's going to spend, you know, a longer period of time during a winter vacation mm-hmm. or something. But I think of them, you know, as a week-long or even a weekend kind of thing primarily. Apparently that's not these days the case. And housing, I mean, it is from every angle, housing seems to be, especially in urban areas, just the toughest nut to crack, mm-hmm. you know? Why not throw one more kind of crazy factor into the math, which is now sort of vacation places places that once were used as household rentals. Yeah.
Right.
Month by month, now being used as
Airbnbs. Yeah, it is kind of a perfect storm.
It is.
You know, we've got the building materials and we have issues getting a supply chain. Mm-hmm. Weather has played a huge factor nationwide. We've had more hurricanes, more tornadoes and such. Yeah. Boy, a perfect storm, and now you get this added to it. That's a left field thing.
Yeah, it is.
There.
Yeah, and these kinds of things, you know, whether it's housing prices or whether it's inflation on kind of the prices that we see at the grocery store, these are the kind of sort of daily living items that rest heavy on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, your local politician or the president at the time is going to suffer from the feeling people have over how hard it is to live life and pay for it
mm-hmm.
week by week, month by month. Housing's a huge part of that.
It is. It is. And it's not getting any easier. I've had a friend of mine that has been looking to find a place in Northfield for a while. And I think he's finally found one.
Is that right?
Yeah. But and it's not cheap.
Yeah. I kind of think if you're not ready to pounce, you know, or if you're not, and if you're not working probably with a realtor who has some mm-hmm. idea of where the market is or what might be coming to market, it's pretty tough to do this on your own.
It really is. Yeah. It is. In other news, coming up today here on KYMN Radio, Rob, you know, we have been kind of experimenting or delving into the video field recently with a lot of sporting events.
Yes.
It seems to be pretty popular, the video streaming. We've got tonight we've got Ultimate Frisbee. Did you know there's an Ultimate Frisbee team here in Northfield?
I did. One member of my household every once in a while talks about doing that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but I've not yet seen her exploits on video. So, it sounds great. I say any way for us to follow our students having fun, being involved in whatever the sport might be, is a gainer for the community.
Absolutely. And what's the big gainer tonight will be the CAC, the Frisbee team, Ultimate Frisbee team. I don't really, to be honest with you, I don't know if that's a boys or girls or co-ed. I'm not really sure what the teams are.
Yeah, I think maybe there's both boys and girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're one of the teams is having a fundraiser tonight. They're going to donate all the proceeds to the Community Action Center.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So this week we've done a lot of streaming. It's been senior day for just about every sport.
Yeah.
And now the fundraiser for the Ultimate Frisbee team. We'll see if that becomes a regular varsity sport at some time.
But
it's good to see the young people doing things that matter.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I mean, reasons to get out, to hang out together, to be active. And then when you put an overlay on that, the ability to partner with a community organization like the CAC. Wow, what a win from every angle.
So, absolutely.
Go Ultimate Frisbee team. Go CAC.
100%. One other thing I'll mention while we have you here is that this coming weekend, a lot of people will know, it's Love Your City Day.
You bet.
We have folks, Carrie Carroll from the CAC, coming in a little bit later on, and she'll be bringing with her Let's see here. Oh, Jeff Wright from Hosanna. Do you know Jeff?
I do know Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, from Hosanna. They'll be in to talk about some of the organized things that they have going on for the Love the City and where they need help and such.
Yeah, so. Yeah. If you're looking for something to do, there's plenty to do to get out and love our city of Northfield here this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, really great.
You know, you can make it a perfect day. Go get up early, get your bike fixed.
and then grab a donut for the road, hop on your bike. I think that can still be safe if you keep it at a low speed. And then off you go to serve your city at one of the many sites around town.
Absolutely. Riverwalk Market Fair starts up this weekend. We've got all kinds of things going on, so it's going to be a great weekend. A little bit on the cool side, we've been benefiting from some very nice temperatures lately, but you might need a light jacket.
Yeah, light jackets are okay.
Rob, thanks for sitting in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff.
You're
yeah, really great
here.
To be with you.
And we will talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend and do some good stuff on Saturday.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
I could give you, take my tears, and that's not really all tainted love.